This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO. The Party Line
Crew. This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
All right, it's 8:30. 96.9 1027 WILO, your home for classic hits. And the Party Line brought to you by ClintonCountyDailyNews.com and BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspapers, the local news sources for Clinton County and Lebanon and Boone County. Also, big deal, save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com, Vierks Fine Jewelry, Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, State Casper, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor. Susan is there. Marshan's Window Tending in Antioch. We stick it where the sun shines. And TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. The telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, which appears to be working today, so there's some good news.
Oh, good.
We fixed it. Brought to you by Albee Hughes and Flora, Day and Ginda Funeral Homes, BCS in Michigan Town, 51 West Event Center, Pro Bike Computers, Ye Old Spirit Shop, Wilson Farm Market, The Farmer's Bank, and Ellis Jewelers on HoosierLandTV.com. Welcome to the Party Line, Melissa. First of all, I just want to say on a personal level, Melissa agreed to friend me on Facebook, so I feel like I've arrived finally here at WILO. I'll tell you what, Melissa and so many people behind the scenes gave me a clear path to have a great Saturday with my wife. We went up to Wine Country. We got our yayas out for Memorial Day weekend, and it was just the most relaxed I've been in a couple of weeks. So thank you for making that happen.
Yeah, not a problem. I mean, I think
I wish yours was a little more relaxed.
You know, honestly, Saturday wasn't too bad. I mean, just stopped in here, made sure everything's going to flow. Mm-hmm. Dennis and I went through the race schedule to make sure it fit what he needed, because he was the one running the board for the race. Mm-hmm. And once that was over with, we actually took off, and the grandson stayed with us, and we went and had a good time up at Adams Mill. And mm-hmm. we also went to the country market, the blacksmith shop and everything at Cutler. Mm-hmm. We went through the shops there at Cutler. And
have they recovered from their fire damage at all?
No. I mean, it's going to take a long time to clean that up. In fact, if you go to my Facebook post, you can actually see I took pictures of the aftermath. Mm-hmm. And it was devastating. I mean, the fire department, how in the heck they managed. There were, I think, 11 departments before it was over with.
Wow.
Of course, Cutler running the show, and then they had a lot of departments bringing water in.
Right.
Because the water levels are low. And
because of the kind of droughty
conditions. Yeah, the kind of droughty conditions we're in, and the water levels are low. And, yeah, you can pump from the creeks and stuff, but you also, if you don't, you run the risk of plugging screens and other stuff, so it can hinder it. So mm-hmm. They actually opted to bring tankers in and haul the water in and use what we call portable tanks.
Mm-hmm.
And
how much do one of those, I mean, having had experience with this, how much do one of those hold?
They can go anywhere from 350 gallons up to 1,000 gallons, I believe, is
now
the
that's
biggest,
portable.
Is the biggest one that I've seen. I don't think any of the departments around here have that size of one. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure if there's any guys out there listening, call in. You can tell me. Jamie, you can call in and tell me, because I know Jamie's listening if you can.
And speaking of call in, can you improvise and talk for a couple of seconds?
Sure. Not a problem.
I still haven't gotten the hang of flipping the phones.
Flipping
over.
The phones. Hey, Ken, if you can hear us, why don't you go flip the phones for
it.
Us?
I'm quicker.
I'm quicker. I don't know. Ken's pretty quick. He can be pretty fast. Well, talking about stuff going on over the weekend, like I said, I went up to Carroll County and hung out and enjoyed the scenery up there and had a good time at the at Cutler and walking through the shops and talking to the blacksmith up there and just had a really good time. We went to Adams Mill and got to talk to the people up there, and they are in need. They have one quote in. I know we've had them on the program before talking about all the water damage to the mill underneath, to the foundation and everything, that They are going to need quite a bit of money to repair the mill completely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They do have the dam set up now, so the water is not flowing underneath the mill, so there cannot be any more damage.
Right.
But they're roughly, this last quote that they got was roughly around $144,000. And I know they've got a couple of more quotes that are going to be coming in, but that's a lot of money to raise from a nonprofit.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, nonprofits always scramble. So anything,
even if there's any kind of a grant out there, that most of the time it's a matching grant.
Yeah.
So they've got a long way to go on that. So, I mean, if you like going to Adams Mill and you enjoy it and everything, then go up there and give a little.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Donate a little bit for it. Some of the other stuff that was going on over the holiday, of course, we had the memorial services yesterday morning. And
which Ken was a demon covering that stuff yesterday. He made my newscast quite easy to do today.
He went to the one at Prairie Creek Park and the Frankfort City, you know, put on and the city of Frankfort. Yeah, I'm doing good this morning.
Well, plus it was kind of awesome to hear Mark Genda for the first time speaking as a representative at that.
That's what I heard. I was going to come to this one, but then I got notified yesterday morning that Burlington American Legion 441 was doing one at the cemetery just down from my house, and it was like, okay, this is cool. And I didn't realize that they ever did one there, so I thought, okay, they're from Carroll County, but yet they're in Clinton County doing a service. So I went there and took pictures and talked to the guys. In fact, I've talked to them and interviewed them, and we're actually going to play that tomorrow morning on Party Line. I was trying to feverishly edit it this morning, but
yes, she was.
Didn't quite get it done, so we will play that to tomorrow. But I was fascinated to find out that they go, I have to count again, it's like five or six of them that they do.
Yeah.
Just this small group from Burlington that goes out, and why, and I talked to them about why, and a lot of the guys have been with the group for many, many years, and so that was a fascinating conversation with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, of course, the race on Sunday.
Right. Which, that all that happening in the last lap?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Well, I mean, yeah, the winner, and that's what makes for a great race. But you knew when they had gone through, what, only two cautions for the majority of the race, and they were
something
down to like 30 laps. You knew it was all gonna implode, and it did. I don't know how many cautions they had from 30 laps to the last lap, but it was crazy, and it was fascinating to listen to and then turn around and watch it that night. You know, I don't normally listen to the end of it if I'm going to try and watch it, but thinking about listening to the broadcast and then watching it after the fact and thinking, oh, wow, yeah, this is what they were talking about. It really, what would be cool would be able to do that simultaneously.
Well,
because the race coverage on the radio is so more detailed.
Honestly, yeah. And if there was a way to, like when they've had non-blackout conditions, I have done that where I've run the race. And also, it's like if you prefer, watching a ball game during the athletic season, and then you take the WILO coverage and you have that in your headphones while you're watching it, you get a lot more.
It's a lot better. Yeah, not to say that the guys on TV don't do okay, but it's just indie radio is just amazing.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah.
So that was cool. And then yesterday, besides being the Memorial Day services, yesterday was a lot of baseball.
Yeah,
a lot of local baseball. We had three out of four teams vying for a chance at in the county. CC, Rossville, and Frankfort all trying for sectional championships.
Mm-hmm.
And Frankfort upset Western. Western was a favorite to go pretty far in the tournament, and they took them down.
Wow.
So 2-1.
Oh, hot dogs.
Yeah, hot dogs took them down 2-1. Amazing game from what I hear. And that happened yesterday, so congratulations to the hot dogs for a sectional championship. Also, Rossville and Clinton Central took on each other at Tri-County, and Rossville ended up winning that one 6-3. It's unfortunate that, you know, both county schools couldn't win, but Heck of a game there, too. I was watching the Twitter feeds, and that was a tough game. So congratulations to Rossville, and also congratulations to Central for a great season. Mm-hmm. Carroll, unfortunately, lost to Delphi. Delphi won that sectional up there. That also was an extremely tough game. And it sounded like, and what from what I was reading, it looked like all the games were pitcher games, especially Frankfurt's. Frankfurt's mm-hmm. was a major pitching game. So, in fact, I believe the young gentleman's name is Jesse Lopez. And mm-hmm. let me check, because Jamie sent it to me. Jose. Okay, Jose Lopez retired the Panthers in 1-2 and 3.
Wow.
He struck them out in the last inning. Hot Dogs won 2-1
That's
in
impressive.
A sectional shocker. So yeah, very impressive. So,
and if anybody out there saw the saw these games firsthand and you want to insert your commentary or the Indy 500, by all means call us 765-659-3338. The lines are open. We're happy to talk with you.
Well, and I had talked to Jamie previously, and Jamie, if you're free, go ahead and call in. I know you're probably working today, so you may be tied up. But he did tell me that because we had so many games going on, we were definitely going to be confirmed that we would have at least one sectional championship out of that, if not, you know, more.
Yeah.
That we will have to, because they play at like 10 on Saturday.
Yeah.
We'll be recording part of Inside the Huddle so we can talk to those coaches and players. So
just so you can give the call out to Jamie again, and you can't hear this, but I'm going to, unless you want to put the headphones on, but I'm going to give you a cue, and you just be ready to do the call out for Jamie, okay?
All right,
you ready? Stand by.
Hey, Jamie Blacker, if you get a chance, give me a buzz here at Party Line if you're free. If not, it's okay. But I think I pretty well mentioned all the ball games going on.
And I love doing public call outs.
Yeah.
I use that with my wife sometimes. Got
and
an
he,
important
he
message
does.
For
he'll
you.
He'll call in when he has time, but he's definitely working hard in Lafayette at the fire station, and he has a lot of responsibilities. So
yeah.
But anyway, I think that's pretty much everything I got.
Now our guest today is it Marissa Mills, the Crossing Campus
yes.
administrator, I believe.
Yes, I believe so. That's what's on my list.
Okay.
And I think they just are getting ready to go on a mission trip, or they just got back from a mission trip. So we're going to talk about that and anything else that she would like to talk mm-hmm. about. She may mm-hmm. end up having a couple of the kids with her, too, as well.
Had a couple of lines go off, so Ken's saying
so
ignore
we'll
it.
See. we got opening night's going to be coming up soon for Red Barn Theater. Mm-hmm.
Do we know who the guest is? It's not going to be Bethany, I don't think, is it?
I don't think so. I think it's going to be Andy, or maybe both. I think
okay,
Andy might be coming
and line,
up.
Line five? Okay. Okay, I think Jamie heard our panicky message here and has phoned in. Jamie Blacker, thank you for hearing. Attention. Glad to have you.
Good morning.
You make us sound so much more capable, me specifically. Melissa's got plenty of capability, but we appreciate you phoning in. Melissa, what would you like to review?
Well, I just thought, Jamie, if you wanted to, you might talk about what you and I had been kind of texting each other over
sure.
the weekend and talk about your upcoming show, because obviously part of it's set now that we know what's going on.
Yeah, that's right. You were talking about the games yesterday. What an exciting finish for the Hot Dogs, beating a top-ranked team in Western. They were one of the best baseball teams in 3A, so exciting win for the Hot Dogs. We're hoping to catch up with Andy Dudley this week as the Hot Dogs prepare to play for regional. I haven't even had a chance to look and see where they're going, but I do know Rossville was winners over Clinton Central yesterday. In the other game you talked about, Rossville will be playing this week at Lafayette Central Catholic. For a chance to play on to a semi-state. It's a one-game regional. And then another team in the area tonight, the Rossville Hornets softball team, is right. hosting Riverton Park for the regional championship at Rossville. I think that starts at 6 o'clock. And if the Hornets can pull that out, they'll play this Saturday morning at Frankfort. Frankfort will be the host of the 1A semi-state for girls softball. Looking forward to talking to all these coaches this week if we can get it put together. It's going to be a timing issue to get everybody in there because they're all going to be practicing and they're all in their summer break. So we'll see how all this all goes. So appreciate you on the shout out, but we'll try to get another great Inside the Huddle put together. Hopefully today we'll, on Clinton County Daily News, last week's Inside the Huddle will be posted. If you want to listen to that, we had some really good interviews. Don Sock had to help me fill some time because we had a little difficulty reaching some coaches, and we talked about high school sports from this past season and then what we're looking forward to covering this next fall and winter. So check all that out.
Yep. No, you guys do a great job, and I know we'll follow the teams for as long as they go, and then you guys are going to get a much needed vacation for the summer, and then we'll be right back in August with football and probably a little bit of volleyball too as well.
That's correct, and looking forward to it. Don and I are talking about, you know, all those different things, and we're expecting a monster football season in the area. There's going to be some really good football teams and a lot to talk about week in and week out. And not only that, our volleyball programs in the county are very top-notch, so plenty of high school athletics to talk about for this upcoming school season.
Well, we appreciate everything that you and Don do, and we appreciate all the coverage, not only on Inside the Huddle, but also the coverage outside of Inside the Huddle, because you guys, it's like nonstop. You don't get a chance to take a break. So and I know you and I will talk again at least a couple of times. We're hoping maybe we can carry this clear through to the state. So fingers crossed. And
I think we have a good chance for a couple of those teams to make a run here, you know, and play. The girls softball state finals is at Purdue University, and the Hornets were just a step away from making that happen last year. And then, you know, if the Rossville baseball team can knock off LCC this week, you know, they could make a run. And then if the Hot Dogs are playing as well as I think they're playing in baseball, we had Coach Andy Dudley on a week ago, and he was talking about, you know, the Hot Dogs were hitting on momentum, all playing really well going down the stretch. They had some really big-time wins. They knocked off top-ranked McCutcheon on senior night. So if they can keep putting the bats on the ball and playing and the pitching as good as I believe it is, the Hot Dogs can make a run as well.
Yeah, that's my understanding, because I think for a lot of the games it came down to the pitching being the determiner, but they've got some heavy hitters. All our teams have some heavy hitters, so I think it's going to be good, girls and boys.
In baseball, it's not surprising this is happening because all these teams that you're talking about, Delphi, Carroll, Rossville, Frankfort, they all play a lot of summer baseball for town and country, and every one of those programs have made runs with state titles for 8U, 10U, and 12U over the years. And a lot of these kids are juniors and seniors right now, or playing in big-time ball games back in their youth. So playing in tournament experience is nothing new for these guys.
Well, Jamie, I thank you for calling in and answering the call, because I knew you could put a better spin on it than what I could, and we look forward to seeing you this week.
Yeah, the other thing you guys were talking about, fantastic 500 finish right here on WILO. If you didn't listen to that race, man, that was exciting at the end.
Yeah, definitely, and it just sounds so much better on the radio, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, those guys are tremendous on this description, especially when all the wrecks and the red stops at the end is just unbelievable. How they made all that work out.
Well, and maybe before the end of before the last episode of Inside the Huddle, we'll be able to talk about some racing as well, because you got racing in your neck of the woods.
Yeah. See if we can get that put together. I guess he was out racing at Kokomo Speedway over the weekend, so we'll try to get it put together. Local race car driver Jack Hoyer. We'll catch up with him and talk. He's not only racing race cars, he's racing against a lot of adults, and he's just in high school.
Right, exactly. And he's racing the big sprints, right? Not minis.
Yeah, he's I think racing lots of different race cars, and he's well on his way to probably doing something big someday.
Well, that's cool. Big look forward to getting him in the studio too as well. All righty. Well, Jamie, I'll cut you loose. I know you have to work and have a lot more things to do than just talk to us, but thanks for calling in.
I had to head back to downtown Lafayette this morning, so I'm getting ready to step out of my vehicle. So thanks for the shout-out, and we'll put together another great show for Saturday.
Appreciate it, Jamie, and appreciate the show. Thank you, sir. All right. It's 96.9-1027 WILO, your home for classic hits. And we're also looking forward to talking to the Red Barn people tomorrow.
Yeah.
I want to kind of do an advance plug of that because it looks like it's going to be an interesting season. We knew about three very specific shows in there, Curtains being one of them, a musical comedy whodunit. See How They Run is going to be another one. I'm real curious about these shows.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the first time, what was it? Back when I used to work in Indianapolis, one of the Indianapolis Repertory Theaters did the, what is it? I think it's called the Putnam County Spelling Bee. And I didn't recognize that as the title of a show. I thought they were literally hosting the Putnam County Spelling Bee.
Yeah, exactly. I know exactly what you mean. I had no clue either. So, yeah, I mean, I look forward to Red Barn Theater every year anyway, mm-hmm. but I think it's a really cool, I mean, not too many places have anything like this.
Yeah.
And it's cool that we
especially
have
especially not smaller
yeah.
areas.
And, you know, we have this in Clinton County, so it's really cool. In fact, my sister-in-law and I have already made plans to go see she likes the musical comedies, so she and I are going to make a girls' night of it, and we're going to go see Curtains. And
good.
And I like the idea of a comedy whodunit, because everybody knows my favorite show is Only Murders in the Building right now. So,
right. So you've followed that show.
Oh, yeah, I follow that show. I've already watched season two twice now again, so ready for season three. But you know, this kind of stuff is to me is my cup of tea.
Yeah, yeah. So did you come at that as curious about the show, a Steve Martin fan, a Martin Short fan? What got you into that?
All three of them, and the fact that the combination of the three.
Mm-hmm. You know, Selena Gomez holds her own on that.
If you ever got a chance, I got a chance to watch her in Wizards of Waverly Place mm-hmm. because of grandchildren for one. Mm-hmm. And I found myself actually enjoying the show, and she's just plain funny. She's got great comedic timing, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and she can deadpan best of
yes.
them. So, I knew what she was capable of. Mm-hmm. It's just whether or not she was going to be able to control Martin and Short.
I know.
Because they can go, especially Martin Short, he can go into, you know, tangents so easily. Mm-hmm. And freedom takes.
Yeah, yeah.
But all three of them have said the writing is impeccable.
Mm-hmm.
And that they don't have to, you know, they may go into the writer's room and say, well, you know, I don't think she would say this, or I don't think mm-hmm. he would say this. I think it would look better coming this way
yeah.
for the delivery, but they really don't change hardly any of the scripts at all.
And when's the third season start? That hasn't happened yet.
Right? No, it's done.
Filmed it.
They finished filming, and I believe it comes out August.
Plus, such great cameos. I don't want to give away too much if you haven't seen the show, but first of all, watch the show.
Yeah.
Secondly, to see people like Sting show up in there and play themselves,
yeah,
but in a really hyper-realistic version.
Well, Amy Schumer is
yes,
hysterical
yes.
in season two. But yeah, I mean, they've got all these great guest stars mm-hmm. for the seasons. Nathan Lane did two seasons. Not sure whether how much he is in season three, mm-hmm. if at all. He may have a break there. But Nathan Lane was in the first two seasons, and mm-hmm. he was hysterical.
Plus, when he got creepy, he got real creepy.
Yeah, and that's what makes the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, all the twists and turns.
It's comedy, but sometimes it's not
yeah.
as funny.
Yeah. Now, it is on Hulu, so, you know, you got to have a subscription to watch it, but it's definitely well worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many other shows there, too, that you can watch as well. But,
yeah.
But, yeah, no, just the three of them together. And Martin and Short, and you know Steve Martin and Martin Short, they're hysterical anyway.
And plus, their first appearance together was the Three Amigos, I think.
Yeah, Three Amigos. Three Amigos was the first one, and that's the first movie that Martin Short ever did,
mm-hmm.
and that just happened to be where they met. And it, you know, they've been together 40 plus years,
mm-hmm.
doing comedy bits, and they still tour. They're out touring now,
mm-hmm.
Doing comedy shows and everything. So, but. The fact that this kid who was in her 20s, I mean, she turned 30 this last year,
mm-hmm.
but this kid that's, you know, in their in her 20s. It's a
can hold her own for
can hold her own with them, and that's what they said. You know, they knew of her. They knew she was a pop music sensation, and you know, selling millions of records and everything else. They weren't really aware of her acting abilities. And then Steve said when he Googled her, she had done more movies than him.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't realize it.
Yeah.
And he went back and he watched a few of them. And then he actually went back and watched her show.
Yeah.
And just was blown away.
Yeah.
So
she is, I mean, I'll admit, I mean, I don't have the crusty old man vibe about it. The youth today. Mm-hmm. But I have to say with some of the younger talent, they have to prove it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And she did. She did. I think she is amazing in Only Murders, like where I'm thinking I did not give her nearly enough credit.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are surprised by what she's been able to. But she's also had the freedom. I mean, let's mm-hmm. stop and remember that a lot of the stuff when she was doing movies, she was doing like one-off movies.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those movies probably weren't the best scripted or anything else, but it was getting her feet wet.
Yeah.
And
it's like Ron Howard doing his first directorial stuff was under the aegis of like one of those like B-movie schlock guys. And then he learned the craft and got real good at it.
Yeah. And basically that's what she was doing, too, with a lot of the stuff that she was doing. I mean, there's she did well in the movies for her character and everything. She hit the mark in those movies. And a couple of them she did really well in the dramatic movies. And I think that surprised a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, but it's an interesting combination. Everybody goes, I don't understand how this can work, a Disney kid and two comic legends, but it works. And I'm excited to see season 3 because the guest stars just keep rolling in.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep is going to be on season 3 and Paul Rudd.
I'm fascinated by how they got them in there.
I think they are finding out with the last interview I saw from the showrunner, John Hoffman, was they've got a line of people waiting to do the show.
It's kind of like how
after the first season, people started signing up. Yeah, I want to do this.
It's kind of like, and I know you're not necessarily probably a fan of this, but like how South Park initially got like a lot of vocal cameos. Like somebody would come and say, I'd really like to do a voice on blah, and then they'd say, okay, you're dog number 3.
Yeah.
You know, and the fact that people like, I think Jay Leno and George Clooney were actually like, yeah, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I got the part as, you know, the whatever dog or whatever.
It's just, it's taken on that kind of, it's 100% on Rotten Tomatoes for 2 seasons in a row.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a lot to top.
And it's earned it.
And it has earned it. But, they're at a point now where they have people lined up wanting to be on the show.
Yeah.
So.
Which is where you
want to be. Shirley MacLaine was on season 2.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she was dead on.
Yeah.
Dead on with her character, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Plus, I admit I had a crush on the cello player in that first season.
Oh, yeah?
A little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm a sucker for, you know, instruments. This is why I'm married to a flute player.
Yeah.
Because.
You mean the cello player? You mean the.
Yeah, I don't want to give away too much, but the cello player that Steve Martin has a romantic interest in.
Oh, it's not a cello.
What was it?
Bassoon. It was bassoon. Right.
I'm sure I had everybody going, you're an idiot.
Yeah,
you're right. It was the bassoon.
It's a bassoon.
Because it goes to aspects of the show that I don't want to talk about at the moment.
No.
But seriously, watch the series.
It's, yeah, do see it. Do see it.
It's like, what, 11 episodes, 12? You can
ten,
be in
10
and out
episodes
of it.
A season, and there's 20 episodes up right now, season 1 and season 2.
Yeah, it's like, what, 6 hours of your time?
Yeah, you can binge watch it. It's pretty.
We did.
I did. I've binge watched both seasons twice now.
Yeah.
So I like going back and watching it and getting ready for the new season. You know,
well, and the Easter eggs factor. You're thinking, how did I miss that before?
Well, opening credits. Pay attention to the opening credits and the opening. There's Easter eggs in every one, and they change. Everybody thinks the opening credits are the same.
But it's like the Simpsons chalkboard.
Really,
change the...
They look really similar, but you'll see shadows or something that's different. So
love that. Love stuff like that.
Yep.
96.9-1027 WILO, your home for classic hits. Todd Berryman, we are halfway through the show. We are going to step away for a minute. And then we will be welcoming our guest in here for today, Crossing Campus Administrator Marissa Mills. You said Melissa on the phone?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think Ken was expecting
Ken's
her to come in.
Ken's lingering outside the door, so I think she's probably out there. So we'll be back in just a hot second with the Party Line on WILO.